All right, y'all, welcome back to another episode of Hashtag CB99 Talks. I'm Combo Breaker 99, and tomorrow is fight night. Thursday night is fight night, man. Alimelej McFarlane versus Juliana Velasquez, battle of the undefeateds. I know there's a lot of fans feeling like this is going to be the toughest fight to date for the champion. And I mean, when you look at it on paper and off the eye test, it really looks that way. You know, I know McFarlane's defended her belt four times. You know, she's had some rough starts, overcame adversity, but Velasquez has something that stands out about her, man. I mean, besides being undefeated, to me, she's got that momentum and the tools to make this a really tough fight or possibly take that belt. So this is a big fight, man. Alimelej McFarlane, 11-0. Juliana Velasquez, 10-0. This is going to be big, man. This is probably the biggest fight to cap off 2020 in WMMA, man. So time to do a breakdown prediction. You know, this is going to be a little bit longer than normal. You know, not too long. I just want to go in and analyze some of the things I've seen from both of these fighters leading up to now. You know, first off, I want to talk about their strengths and their weaknesses, keys to victory, and the prediction. So if you just want to hear the prediction, go ahead and skip ahead. So, let's start with the strengths of Juliana Velasquez. First one's not too technical. First couple aren't too technical. Two of the things I like that I see that are strong in Juliana is her confidence and her patience. You know, she keeps a cool head, waits for opportunities, doesn't get too punch happy in there. You know, she'll pick her shots, take her time to figure out her opponent, see what they have to offer. And that kind of dictates what she's going to do. Is she going to be aggressive or is she going to be a counter-striker? At the same time, you know, she shows confidence in her fight. You know, she goes in there knowing that she's a stronger fighter, knowing that she has the better jab, knowing that she has the better footwork. And speaking of jab and footwork, that leads to her next strength, her striking. I know she has a black belt in judo, but she really goes in there, controls a lot of her fights, and scores a lot of her wins off of her striking. Just breaking it down, I like the way she keeps the range, knows how to turn that into effective pressure, walking opponents down, just staying out of reach, popping the jab off, straight left hand down the middle, uses those little subtle steps just to inch into their reach and connect and then be gone, you know? So that just leads to her footwork. You know, she's always in position to strike and stay on balance, even when she steps back. Like if she's stepping back, you know, she's still in offensive mode to counter. And part of her effective pressure is her ability to cut the octagon off. You know, that's very important. If you go back and look at Bruna Ellen fight, Christina Williams, you know, she knows how to not follow these fighters around. You know, she'll cut them off at an angle, cut off their real estate, and have them in position to be hit by the left hand or the right hook, which leads to the efficiency and power. You know, cutting the octagon off makes her shots more so efficient. You know, she knows how to cut them off, then have to pound out that straight left hand, knock the head back, put punches together, you know, put the 1-2 together, follow up with the right hook, and even, you know, finish off with leg kicks. So she's really good at mixing it up in there. So her striking all around, that's one of her biggest strengths going in that I've noticed from her fights. That's something that Alimelej McFarlane has never dealt with before, in my opinion. Her strength, you know, her natural physical strength, very strong fighter, can fight in the clinch, generates power in those legs. It has the ability to go three rounds, you know, keeps the same intensity in her fight. So we'll see if she can do that in five rounds. Ground game is solid. Like I said, black belt in judo, underrated BJJ skills. Doesn't really use them a lot in these fights, but, you know, she does have those under her belt. And last, her killer instinct. You know, she has 4 KOs, 1 submission, but she will go after you and finish the fight if she smells blood. You know, she was in a rough fight with Becca Ruth, but she saw those openings. She knew it was kill or be killed. She went in there and took out Becca Ruth with a body kick, you know, so she can do it. You know, if she smells blood, she'll take you out of there. You know, she'll piece you up. She can play it safe because she still has the IQ, but if she sees you hurt, she will take you out. So yeah, those are the strengths. Her weaknesses, just a few here, because, you know, it's still, you know, still really out to really tell if they're going to be some real big weaknesses in this championship fight. But the one thing I noticed is her defense in her striking. You know, she can kind of leave the chin wide open when she takes steps back, which is two weaknesses in one. You know, she'll pull straight back sometimes. Like whenever a fighter kind of jabs their way in, maybe off of one or two shots, she'll take two steps straight back instead of stepping out at an angle. And if a fighter makes that adjustment to throw 3 and 4 instead of 1 and 2, they'll eventually catch you with 3 and 4. You know, if they walk you back and they come in faster, because you can walk fast. A fighter can step forward faster than they can step backwards. So they'll catch up to you and land that three and four and maybe drop you, especially when your chin is wide open. You know, if you pull your head back, that leaves your chin wide open. So you might not get in the high eye or the temple, but that leaves your chin wide open, which is one of the more vulnerable spots of your body. She can make some quick adjustments in that, you know, just start stepping to the side, keep the chin tucked and start, you know, using more angles than stepping straight back when somebody comes straight at her. Another weakness is, you know, the fact that, you know, she's never been five rounds before. You know, this is her first championship fight. We don't know if she does have the strength and the legs to go five rounds. She does for three, but going all the way to five rounds, you know, that's the one thing. We don't know if she has that confidence. Has the confidence to do it in the fight she's been in, but this is her first championship fight. So we'll see if that really is a weakness. Just something I wanted to point out just so people know. Also, really hoping this isn't a weakness, but it is a big one. I hope she's not too comfortable fighting on the outside. I hope she's willing to mix it up. Like I said, she's able to win a lot of her fights on her feet and, you know, just dictating the pace. But if she has to fight a lot of rounds in the clinch, I hope she's prepared for that. I hope she's prepared to make that adjustment in the fights, because it's one thing to do it in training and in sparring, but you got to make it translate into the octagon. If you don't do it a lot in the octagon, it might be almost non-existent or almost like Greek to you, you know? So hopefully she's able to switch gears if needed. All right. So let's look at Alima-Lay McFarlane. I know a lot of WMMA viewers, they think that Alima-Lay McFarlane is just a wrestler, but I think she has more to her arsenal. You know, I think she's a decent striker, you know, not the best, but she definitely has the basics down, you know. But one of the main things about her is her being a wrestler, a grappler, brown belt, BJJ. And just looking at some of her strengths, I would say that her stand-up is a strength. You know, I know this is, to some people, it sounds crazy, but I feel like looked at about six or seven of her fights in a row two nights ago, I had to say, like, she's got the basics down. You know, the number one thing I'm always talking about is the jab. I'm impressed with her jab. You know, she knows how to step in with the jab to the chest or to the body and use the jab to get takedowns. And that's why I'm saying, if you learn the basic jab, if you're a wrestler, it's going to get you what you need. You know, she's very mobile, not stiff, keeps her head tucked, which is good. You know, keeps the head tucked, throws the jab, throws that nice slip jab, you know, throws the jab with the head off the line. So her head goes down and you're looking at her head, but the jab's hitting you in the chin, you know? So that's very strong and impressive from a wrestler. Her timing, you know, she can walk in with the pressure, time your attack, pop off a good right hand, and mixes in some nice leg kicks. Like if you step into her, she can kind of time you, get off, or if she sees you stepping in, looking at your body language, she knows how to step in, get the body lock, and get the takedown. Aggression, which leads to her aggression. I think that not a lot of people give her credit for her aggression. You know, she's really going into the fight. Like, she doesn't always look like the strongest, but she looks for those openings, and she's always going to take advantage of that. You know, she's very aggressive. If a fighter's trying to fight her on the back foot, she's trying to press the fight and score points and go in there and try to find that opening to either take you out on the feet. But if she can't, she'll get you down to where she's most deadly. And that's what I'm going to talk about next. Her biggest strength is her ground game. You know, she's a ground fighter, a wrestler, brown belt in BJJ. Has that burst to really get those double leg takedowns. And they're kind of unpredictable. Like when she's in that clinch and you're just kind of thinking she's just laying there resting, then boom, all of a sudden she's picking you up and she's throwing you down. You know, and then when she gets you down, she's slippery on the mat. You know, she's always finding a way to submit these girls quickly. And I mean, look, if you go into her guard and give up an arm, it's over. She's taking you for a ride. I mean, look, four submissions in a row, five wins by armbar on her resume lets you know that she is a ground fighter. She's very slippery. When she gets you into that position, lands some strikes to soften you up. Like fighters like Dakota, they felt it. Laura, they felt it. They learned the hard way. Trying to grapple with her, fighter with experience and strength, hey, it's a wrap. You know, it's a wrap if you won't get to the ground with her. Last thing I want to say for her strength is her experience. You know, she's been in more five-round fights. This is going to be a plus here. You know, she's had a belt. She's had the belt now for four title defenses. That's the mind frame that she's been in. This is her baby, and you're not taking it. You know, she fights with that type of mind frame. All right, so weaknesses. I want to say her durability. I know it might be a questionable one. Some people might feel like they might disagree with me on that. But I think that if this fight is kept on the outside by Juliana Velasquez, I'm kind of curious as to see if she could withstand the beating, like as far as like taking hard leg kicks from her. I know Ducote, you know, bruised her up with some good leg kicks. Letourneau caught her with some good elbows. But will she be able to withstand the power and the consistent jab and mixing it up of strikes from a fighter like Juliana Velasquez? You know, I could kind of see her moved from some of their shots. So that was just kind of one thing where I could see where she couldn't just fully walk through shots and just, you know, go straight in. She would have to kind of take a break and fall back. The next thing I would say is her power. Though she does have the basics down with her hands, you know, with her hand game, and you know, she throws some nice little leg kicks, I don't think there's enough pop on her shots, you know, not enough KO finishes on her resume to really say that, you know. So I think that her power is kind of her weakness here, because she's really going to need it in this fight. I feel like if you're going to be in a striking battle with Juliana Velasquez, or if you want to get in there and get her respect, you're going to have to do damage, you know, and that might be her weakness into this fight. So, yeah, those are her weaknesses. Like I said, you can agree or disagree, but that's why I'm kind of going by. One last thing, too, I would say is her weakness might be against southpaws. It was only one fight against Alejandra Lara who chose to fight southpaw in this fight. But when she was coming forward applying pressure, she was able to get off some good straight left hands. And I don't think McFarland made the right adjustment to fight the southpaw. It was actually Lara who closed in for the clinch, and then she was able to get the takedown. So it wasn't really her that made the adjustment to overcome the southpaw trouble, but she was already kind of in that position. She was already kind of in that position to get hit by some good left hands. And I think somebody like Juliana Velasquez, who sees that opening, she's going to capitalize off of that. All right. So keys to victory for Juliana Velasquez. First key for her is to keep this fight standing. You know, no need to try and take this fight to the ground or try to make this fight like a fair game type fight. You know, you don't want to have to go in there and see who has the better grappling skills, who's the better wrestler. Just keep this fight standing. Like I said, she has the better striking. Just keep her range, find it early, establish a good jab, and just shoot that jab out there and set up that straight left hand. You know, every time Alima tries to come in for a takedown, make the power known. That's the second key to victory. Make the power known early. Make the champion respect you and not want to come on the inside. You know, if she does, make her pay. You know, make her respect you. You know, just pick her apart from the outside. And if you can catch her continuous times coming in, it'll be a short night. Third key is do not forget that left hand. Use that signature punch, that straight left hand down the pipe. You know, it did damage on a lot of her past opponents. Got to make sure you can home in on that shot. Establish it early, because like I said, I don't know if McFarland is used to fighting southpaws, but if she can get her into that punch, if she can get McFarland's lead foot inside of hers, then she can really land that straight left hand down the middle and it'll be trouble. Body kicks. Go to the body of McFarland. Make her want to keep her elbows tucked. Make her not want to throw any shots. You know, keep on firing those body kicks and mixing it up. Mix up the variety. You know, if the body kick's coming, make her expect the body kick to come, then hit her with the straight left hand. So body kicks are really going to break her down too and slow her down and not want to catch up to you and try to get a takedown. Last, I'll say look to finish. If you hurt the champion, don't admire your work. You know, don't get too cautious. If the strikes come together and the champ looks hurt, you got to go in there and take her out. Or, you know, keep on striking, keep on pounding until the referee steps in. So don't land like one pretty left hand, the head snaps back, and then after that, you just step back and admire that. No, follow up with it. You know, follow up with another right hand, follow up with the left, follow up with the body kick, whatever it is you got to do to hurt the champion and get him out of there. You don't want to take a fight like this to the scorecards, believe me. All right, so next for Alima Leigh McFarland. Keys to victory for Alima Leigh McFarland. Think ground. Do whatever it is that takes this fight to the ground. You don't want to strike with a long-rangey fighter and has a very powerful counter left hand. You know, shoot for the takedown and press the fight to the fence. Try to get the double leg takedown early. Next, jab your way in. You know, don't want to stand and try to strike with the striker, but you definitely got to use that jab. Throw that slip jab, you know, time it if you can. You know, time that jab if you can. You know, make her think that you're just stepping straight in, but slip the head, pop the jab off, and then go down and try to get the fight to the ground, you know, get the body locking or get the trip. Next, left hook. I know I didn't mention this in my strengths and weaknesses, but I was watching a couple of Juliana Velasquez in her fights, and she can be open to the left hook. I know that a lot of southpaws are, you know, the right hand left hook or effective punches on the southpaw, but there's a fight with Becca Ruth where Becca Ruth actually closed the distance and she was actually wading her way in, and she made Juliana Velasquez miss like a right hand. She ducked under and came back up with the left hook and dropped her, you know. So a left hook, if you can make sure there's power in your left hook and you can set that shot up, I think that would be effective for Aleema Leigh McFarlane in this fight. If she's able to close the distance, like to the fence, and you stay out of range of that left hand, or you time it, like I said, she has good timing, she could come over the top with a good left hook and possibly hurt Juliana Velasquez in this fight. I'm also seen it in another fight where it didn't land like flush on the chin, but there was another fighter who timed Juliana Velasquez, her attack, and they came over with a good left hook to like the side of her head or like the shoulder and kind of knocked her back. So yeah, the left hook is very effective on the southpaw. So that is a punch that Aleema Leigh McFarlane is going to need in this fight if she doesn't get the takedown early. Next and last, championship heart. This is something that Juliana Velasquez doesn't have. You know, Aleema Leigh McFarlane, she's been here before, defended her title four times. Use that championship heart that you have. Remember, this is your baby. This is your meal ticket. Whatever works for you, think of it like that. You know, think of it as that, is that precious thing that you can't let this opponent take it away from you. And that'll put you in the mind frame to be protective over whatever it is. And you'll come in there with that killer instinct, and you'll know what to do under pressure, and you'll wind up holding that title at the end of the day. All right, time for my prediction. First off, I got to say, this is going to be a good, solid fight. Good way to cap off 2020. And I know I usually say this, but if it's a Strickler versus grappler battle, this is something I always say. If Juliana keeps it standing, it's going to favor her. And if Aleema Leigh takes it to the ground, it's going to favor her, right? So I could leave it at that. Should I leave it at that? No, I ain't going to leave it at that. I ain't going to do that to y'all. But my prediction for this fight, if I have to pick, I'm going with Juliana Velasquez by late round stoppage or decision. I think that early on in this fight, when she finds the range with her jab, she'll get the respect of the champion. And she'll wind up rocking the champion a few times in this fight with those left hands and when she puts punches together. And I think it's going to be a hard fight in the first and second round. But if Juliana just uses her takedown defense and uses her strength to fend off McFarlane and just keeps the fight standing and even fights in the clinch, or if she just like breaks out of a clinch and just keeps it on the feet and, you know, continues to counter, I think it's going to be a tough fight for Aleema Leigh McFarlane. I think Aleema's going to take some big shots in this fight early on. And I think she's going to have the strength to go down to the fifth round. I think she is going to have that in her, but if she gets caught with something big, I can see her getting stopped in like the fourth round or possibly the fifth round, just getting broken down. Or if she does have that championship heart, she will survive the fifth. But if I had to pick, I will go with Juliana Velasquez by a late round stoppage or decision in this one. But it's going to be a good fight. Definitely going to be a good fight. But yeah, man, that's all I got on this one, guys. Just wanted to drop this really quick mini episode for this Aleema Leigh McFarlane versus Juliana Velasquez fight. Like always, make sure y'all subscribe. Let me know in the comment section who you think is going to win this fight. All the information's right there. Combo Breaker 99. I'll see y'all in the next episode. Peace.